Tantor Audio presents Live at the Fillmore East and West, Getting Backstage and Personal with Rock's Greatest Legends, by John Glatt, narrated by Peter Burkrot. Forward. By the spring of 1967, word came to us in New York that amazing musical and visual ideas were happening in San Francisco. At the time, I was designing lights for New York discotheques of the era, such as Salvation, Arthur, Trudy Heller's, and Bob Goldstein's Lightworks, but I knew I wanted something more. That July, the Electric Circus opened on St. Mark's Place in the heart of the Lower East Side. The entrepreneur behind the nightclub was Jerry Brandt. By fortunate coincidence, I'd gone to camp and was childhood friends with his wife, the late actress Janet Margolin, a relationship that gave me easy access to the Electric Circus. I went there often. In 1967, the Lower East Side was an ethnic melting pot. Basically, Jerry had taken a 1930s Polish ballroom, inexpensively altered its shape with stretch nylon, and imported the artist Anthony Martin from San Francisco to fill the surfaces with a light show. Fill them he did. And brilliantly, with colors and projections of flowing liquids. What I didn't know yet was that some artists in San Francisco, such as Bill Ham, Glenn McKay, and Jerry Abrams, George Holden's Abercrombie Lights, and Little Princess 109, were doing the same thing in several similar old ballrooms. They provided illumination and powerful visual imagery behind emerging bands, mostly from the Bay Area. It seemed prudent to make a trip out to North...